This is the Sakar Merli of the 8th of May, 2024. Essence, sweet children, all the souls of the world are without this knowledge and unhappy. You have to uplift them. Give the Father's introduction and open their eyes and bring them happiness. Question. What is the basis of the growth of any centre? Answer. Service done altruistically with an honest heart. Let there always be an interest in doing service, and your bandari, contribution box, will continue to become full. You should make arrangements for whatever service can be done. Do not ask anyone for anything. It is better to die than to ask for anything. Everything will come by itself. You cannot collect funds like people outside do. The centre will not become full by asking for anything. Therefore, make the centre function without asking for anything. Om Shanti. You spiritual children are sitting here. You have the knowledge in your intellects of how you come down from up above at the beginning, just as they show a play about the incarnation of Vishnu. He is seated on his Viman and then comes down. You children now understand that the incarnations, etc., that they have portrayed are all wrong. You now understand where you souls are really residents of, and how you come here from up above, and how you become impure while playing your parts of 84 births. The Father is now making you pure. It should definitely be in the intellects of you students how you go round the cycle of 84 births. This should be in your awareness. The Father alone explains how you take 84 births. Because the cycle has been given a long duration, people are unable to understand such a simple matter. And this is why it is called blind faith. It is in your intellects how the other religions are established. You know that you have been taking rebirth and playing your parts, and that you have now reached the end and are now to go back. Only you children have this knowledge. No one else in the world knows this knowledge. They say that it became paradise 5,000 years ago, but they don't know what that was. It was surely the original eternal deity kingdom, but they don't know that at all. You now understand that you too didn't know anything previously. Those of other religions are not ignorant of who the founder of their religion is. You now know this and have become knowledgeful. All the rest of the world is ignorant. We had become so sensible, and then we became senseless and ignorant. Even though we are human actors, we didn't know this. Look at what the impact of this knowledge is like. Only you know this. So you children should bubble up inside. Only when you imbibe this will you have the happiness inside you. You know how you came here in the beginning and how you were transferred from the Shudra clan into the Brahmin clan. No one in the whole world except you know how this world cycle turns. There should be this dance of knowledge taking place inside you. Baba is telling us so much wonderful knowledge through which we claim our inheritance. It is written, through this Raj Yoga, I make you into the kings of kings. However, you didn't understand that before. You now have all the significance of this in your intellects. We have now become Brahmins from Shudras. You have this mantra in your intellects. We Brahmins will become deities, and then by descending we will come down. We take so many rebirths as we go around the cycle. By having this knowledge in your intellects, you should also have that happiness. How can others too receive this knowledge? You continue to have so many thoughts about how to give everyone the Father's introduction. You Brahmins uplift everyone so much. The Father also uplifts everyone. He makes those who are ignorant constantly happy, their eyes open, and there is happiness. Those who have an interest in doing service should feel this inside them and also have a lot of happiness. Where we souls are resident of, how we then come down to play our parts, how we become so elevated, how we then come down, and then when the kingdom of Ravan begins. All of this is now in your intellects. There is the difference of day and night between this knowledge and devotion. Who has performed devotion from its beginning? You would say that you are the ones who came in the beginning, and so you saw a lot of happiness, and that you then began to perform devotion. There is the difference of day and night between being worthy of worship and a worshipper. You now have so much knowledge. You should have the happiness of how you have been around the cycle of 84 births. There is a vast difference between 84 births and 8.4 million births. Such a tiny matter doesn't enter anyone's intellect. In comparison to hundreds of thousands of years, this is just like 1 or 2 days. The good children continue to turn this cycle around in their intellects, which is why they are called the spinners of the discus of self-realization. This knowledge doesn't exist in the Golden Age. There is so much praise of heaven. There was just Bharat there. That which existed has to exist again. Externally, there is nothing to see, but there are visions. You know that this old world is now to end and that you will then go to the new world, number-wise. You now understand how souls come down to play their parts. It isn't that souls come down from up above as they show in plays. No one can see a soul with his or her physical eyes. It is a wonderful game, how a soul comes and enters a tiny body. This is a godly study. Your thoughts should race in this day and night. Once we understand it, it is as though we have seen it, and we can then speak about it. Previously, magicians used to make many things emerge. The Father is also called the magician, the businessman, and the jewel merchant. All of this knowledge is in the soul. The soul is an ocean of knowledge. Although it is said that God is the ocean of knowledge, no one knows who he is or how he is the magician. Previously, you didn't know this either. The Father has now come and is making you into deities. You should have so much happiness inside you. Only the One Father is knowledgeful, and he is also teaching you. Only you children know this. You should churn this inside you day and night. Only the One Father can narrate the knowledge of this unlimited play. No one else can narrate it. Baba has not seen anything, but he does have all of this knowledge. The Father says, I don't enter the golden or silver age, but I give you all the knowledge about them. It is a wonder how the one who has never taken part in that is telling us everything. The Father says, I don't see anything, nor do I go into the golden and silver ages, but I have such good knowledge that I only come once and narrate that to you. It is a wonder how you have played those parts and yet you don't know them. But the one who hasn't played any part in that tells you everything. We are actors and we don't know anything, whereas the Father has so much knowledge. The Father says, I don't enter the golden or silver age that I would tell you the experience of that. According to the drama, without seeing it or experiencing it, I give you all of this knowledge. It is such a wonder how I never come to play a part, and yet I explain your whole part to you. This is why I am called knowledgeful. So the Father says, sweetest children, if you want to make progress, you have to consider yourselves to be souls. This is a play. You will perform the play in the same way again. You will become deities. Then at the end, when you have been around the cycle, you will become human beings. You should be amazed at how Baba has this knowledge in him. He doesn't have a guru. According to the drama, it is fixed in advance for him to play this part. This is called the wonder of nature. Each and everything is wonderful. The Father sits here and explains new things to you. You should remember such a father so much. You also have to remember the cycle of 84 births. Baba has also explained the significance of this to you. The picture of the variety form is so good. Only those who make the pictures of Lakshmi and Narayan and Vishnu can show how we take 84 births. We will become deities, then warriors, merchants and shudras. Is there any difficulty in remembering this? The Father is knowledgeful. Neither has he studied with anyone, nor has he studied any scriptures. You would never have seen anyone who, not having studied anything or adopted gurus, sits and gives you so much knowledge. The Father is so sweet. On the path of devotion, some would consider a particular one to be sweet, and others would consider someone else to be sweet. According to how they feel about someone, they would begin to worship that one. The Father sits here and explains all the secrets to you. Souls become embodiments of bliss, and it is the souls that then become unhappy and dirty. On the path of devotion, you didn't know anything. You used to praise me so much, but you didn't know anything. This is a wonderful play. Baba has also explained this whole play. You would never have seen so many pictures of the ladder, etc. You now see them and you hear this knowledge. And so you then say that it is really accurate. However, lust is the greatest enemy. You have to conquer it. People become weak when they hear this. No matter how much you explain to them, they just don't understand. It takes so much effort. You also know that those who understood this in the previous cycle will understand. However many are to become part of the deity family, that many will be able to imbibe this. You know that you are establishing the kingdom by following Srimat. You have the Father's direction. You have to make others similar to yourselves. The Father is giving you all of this knowledge. You also relate it. Therefore, surely the chariot of Shiv Baba must also be able to relate it. But he makes himself incognito. You simply continue to remember Shiv Baba. You mustn't even praise this one. The bestower of salvation for all, the one who liberates you from the chains of Maya, is only the one. No one apart from you, children, knows how the Father sits here and explains to you. People don't even know what Ravan is. They simply continue to burn his effigy every year. An effigy is made of an enemy. You now know that Ravan, who has made Bharat unhappy and poverty-stricken, is the enemy of Bharat. All are trapped in the claws of Ravan, the five vices. It should enter you, children, how you can liberate others from Ravan. If you can do service, you should make arrangements. You have to serve altruistically with an honest heart. Baba says, I fill the treasure stores of such children. It is fixed in the drama. When you have a good chance to do service, there is no need to ask. The Father has told you, continue to do service. Do not ask anyone for anything. It is better to die than to ask for anything. Everything will come to you automatically. No centre will flourish by asking for anything. You can make the centre function without asking for anything. Everything will continue to come to you. There will be strength in that. You mustn't collect funds like people outside do. Human beings can never be called God. This knowledge is the seed. The Father, the seed, sits here and gives you this knowledge. The seed himself is knowledgeful. Non-living seeds cannot speak. You can speak. You can understand everything. No one understands this unlimited tree. You especially beloved children know this number-wise according to your efforts. The Father explains Maya is very powerful. You also have to tolerate a little. The vices are so strong. Those who do service very well become so slapped by Maya as they move along, they say, I have fallen. While climbing up the ladder, they fall down. So all the income they have earned is lost. Surely they would receive punishment. They make a promise to the Father. They write it in their blood and then they disappear. The Father sees that. Even while so many methods are created in order to make it firm, they still go back to the old world. Baba explains to you so easily. You actors have to continue to think about your parts. No one can forget his or her part. The Father continues to explain to you in various ways every day. You also explain to many others. And yet they say, we want to go in front of Baba personally. It is the wonder of the Father. He speaks merely every day. He is incorporeal. If he doesn't have a name, form, land or time, how can he speak merely? They are amazed about this, and then they come back firm. They want to meet the Father who has come to give such an inheritance. If they meet him with this recognition, they can imbibe the jewels of knowledge. They can also follow Srimat. Acha. To the sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to the Spiritual Children, and the Spiritual Children say Namaste to the Spiritual Father. Essence for Dana, 1. Inculcate this knowledge into your life and bubble with happiness. You have to remember this wonderful knowledge and the bestower of knowledge and perform the dance of knowledge. 2. Only remember your own part. Do not even look at the parts of others. Maya is very powerful, therefore remain cautious. Just remain engrossed in your own progress. Have an interest in doing service. Blessing. May you be loving to God, and instead of being impressed by someone's goodness, inculcate that into yourself. If you wish to be loving to God, then check whether you have any obstructions of body consciousness. Some children say, that one is very good, and this is why I feel a little mercy for him. Some have attachment to someone's body, and others have attachment to someone's virtue or speciality. However, who was it that gave them that speciality or virtue? If someone is good, you may inculcate that goodness into yourself, but do not be impressed by that person or goodness. Be detached and loving to God. Children who are loving, that is, who are loving to God, remain constantly safe. Slogan, let the power of silence emerge and the speed of service will become fast. Om Shanti.